Let my tree bear good fruit so I can be used by you.
You are hearing this song, Used by You, from my dear friends, Tori and Shauna. You can find their latest album, Share Your Love, Volume 2, wherever you stream your favorite songs. I'm recording once again from my studios here in Hilliard, Ohio, powered by The Spot Athletics. I can't wait for you to meet today's guest. Thank you for listening. Make sure to like, share on all your platforms. For now, let's get into today's episode. All right, everybody, welcome back to Unscripted from my studios in Hilliard, Ohio, powered by The Spot Athletics. And speaking of Hilliard and athletics, Erin, do you want to introduce yourself and we'll go from there?
I would love to. I'm Erin Arnett. I work at Festa, formerly serving our neighbors' ministries. I'm also Erin's favorite neighbor, fellow Tar Heel, friend to his angel wife, and cheerleader to his children.
We got to say it. Today's the, I think, second to last day. Last day. I don't even know.
Yep, last
I've
day.
Lost track.
Last day of okay. school.
So today, Erin's first and my last are both in their last day of elementary school. So
high school.
Shout out. Give us all a little grace. Yeah, I'm sorry. Did I say elementary? I'm sorry.
We
I wish it was elementary. Yeah. Don't well, you still have. You still have. Yeah. I don't. So, but anyway, we're going through it today. We're going through all the feels because our kids are graduating. Whew, it's crazy. So it's my last. It's your first. So how are you feeling, Mama?
Oh, I'm feeling all of the things, just as you said. I think I do live in a place of like, I love seeing them grow, and like to see who they're becoming is so exciting. And that's what we're here for, you know, to raise them to be good people that go out into the world. And so at least so far, I think we're all doing a pretty good job. And I'm so proud of Bryn and Ben. You know, it's just exciting to see what is coming down the road for them. But a little sad.
Well, it's kind of cool to go to all the recognition stuff Hilliard does and see both of our kids there. It's kind of cool.
It really is.
So
it is
not cool. not a brag. But it's cool to see that people that we appreciate like you seeing our kids do well. So that's not what we got on today. So just in case everybody wants to know, we got on today because we have a very special event coming up. Kim Emch has been on before. And so former guest, but we have a lot to talk about today. But in the meantime, just give us a few minutes because I want to talk about some other things. So I want you all to know, Erin, I mentioned athletics. Erin is probably one of the most dedicated people I know. Did you just run the Boston Marathon?
I did. Yes.
How'd you do?
I was running in honor of my friend, a dear friend that passed away May 4th of last year in a tragic accident while he was running. Set up a few weeks before this tragedy, he had mentioned that he wanted to run Boston as a charity runner. I do fundraising for a living and said, I need the best fundraiser I know. Can you help me get there? And I was so excited for him. And so after the shock and the just the processing started to unfold, it was on my heart pretty quickly to run Boston for Jason. And so I did that. Somebody pointed out to me, your buddy Dave Parsons actually pointed out to me that Jason's qualifying time, what it would have been for Boston, because I was kind of wishy-washy on how I was going to run it. And so Jason's qualifying time would have been 3:35. And he said, make sure, you know, let's go try to get Jason's qualifying time. And so I did that with a little bit of cushion, enjoyed a beautiful day. It's always a celebration of, you know, we runners don't always live in a world where everybody cares. And Boston Marathon weekend is a world where everybody cares about running. It is exciting and people are just happier there. The city welcomes, you know, the runners and really comes out to celebrate the day. And so I know he would have loved it. And I felt his presence every step of the way. So, yeah.
It's just awesome that how much you cared for him. And he's got an incredible story, too. Sometime maybe we'll have to even share that if we can share it. Can you share it in 2 minutes? Like a guy that literally changed his life, changed his habits, all those things. Can you share that real quick? Do you mind?
Yeah. I think Jason's story is so layered, but he was overweight, you know, unhappy. He he didn't have a huge circle. He had people that cared about him, but, you know, he had some difficulties in his family and it, and, you know, he wasn't totally satisfied with his job at the time. He was going through a separation, then divorce, and, you know, smoke, all these things. And he lost 120 pounds. He quit, you know, took a very healthy lifestyle, gave up, you know, smoking, drinking, picked up keto. His run family, specifically at Lifetime Fitness in Dublin, became his family. He celebrated holidays with us and just transformed his life. And as a bit of an introvert, I think COVID was actually really good for Jason in that he connected a lot via social media and sort of behind the scenes that I don't think a lot of people knew about. And the people that he impacted, it was great. You know, it was a personal relationship. And, you know, we talk a lot about the negatives of social media, the negatives of technology, but for him and for the people that he connected with, it was certainly a positive outlet. And I'm proud to be his friend. I am proud to be the person that feels tasked to keep his legacy alive and try to keep doing that for people that might not, you know, he was really good at including people that might not feel on the surface like a runner. And I feel that way too, that running has a place for everybody. And so I'm thrilled to be able to keep that alive for him.
It's amazing how you've done that. And that's what I honor so much about you, is how you have included everyone, no matter where they're at on the journey. You know, you don't have to run a 7-minute mile.
Absolutely.
To
please don't.
Friend.
Yeah.
Seriously. Anyway. All right. Are you doing the summer thing? The free thing
Spook
this
camp?
Summer or no?
We're trying to see how it's going to work. I work full time at Festa now, which is super exciting, but different than my past life. But for the last 12 years, Hilliard Free Community Bootcamp does this to me. It makes me just ecstatic. You can't see me, can you? But it makes me smile from ear to ear for 12 years. It's looked a little different over the years. It started pretty small. Shout out to Brad Fetty. He was trying to get fit back in the day. And I was like, well, let's do this thing together. And we did like a couch to 5K. And then we'd kind of add in some push-ups and sit-ups. And it's a need. People were saying, hey, what's going on over there? And of course, I say, come on, let's go. And that grew into, you know, 20, 30 people, including your beautiful wife, showing up 3 days a week in Hilliard doing a free community boot camp. The city didn't charge us to come out on the basketball court. We used more cinder blocks and the hill that, you know, God gave to us to run up and down. And we just made, you know, fitness fun, accessible to everybody, including our children came to watch and participate and babysit the other children. And it really did become a very big community, you know, event that I just treasure those memories. And I have had to adjust over the last couple of years working full time now. We were able to do it a couple of days a week last year. And then this year we're trying to see, it might be a night or it might be one weekend, but we'll figure a way to fit it in a little bit.
Last thing I'm going to ask you, I want our audience to know Erin. So I know you, but it's for the audience, you're a mom and a wife, right?
Can
you talk about your family a little bit?
I would love to. My whole world, my husband, we are coming up on 19 years being married. Shocking, indeed. The yin and yang, like if you looked it up in the dictionary, you might find us from our, you know, physical, he's 6'5" and I'm not, to our personalities, the way we go about life. And I, you know, all praise to God that he knows before we do who we will need in our life and who will put up with us for our whole life. And I'm so grateful for that. Really faithful man that I am definitely lucky to have. And then those four children, Ben, you mentioned earlier, is a senior at Davidson. Sophie is a junior. Macy is a freshman. I did not plan that very well. That was very quick happenings. And then we waited a little bit and God gave us Ike. Ike is in third grade at Norwich. So busy,
go.
Busy.
So yeah. So I just want everybody to know Erin, she's very busy. And doesn't seriously, like all the things you just mentioned are a reason enough to not have a full-time job like Festa. So, and the last thing I want to say, and then I really do want to talk about Festa. The last thing I want to say is Dave Parsons. Shout out Dave Parsons, your woo-hoo. Friend, your running friend. Everybody knows I'm an intramural champion. And one of the people on my team was Dave Parsons. So
gotta bring
it's
in
just
guy.
Important.
Dave
it's important
coming in clutch.
To mention. It's important to mention that one of my teammates in my intramural championship was Dave Parsons. Okay. All right. Let's talk Festa. Let's talk Festa. First of all, what for people listening for the first time that may have missed Kim's interview, what is Festa?
Festa is a nonprofit formerly serving our neighbors' ministries or Sun Ministries. 2 years ago in March, we rebranded to Festa. We serve families facing suburban poverty, many new Americans. We run a three-generation family ESL program that serves everybody, infants through grandparents that are, you know, resettling in the U.S. and, you know, need English skills to navigate life, whether that's building community, talking to their teachers, talking to doctors, driving, and most importantly, getting a job in the long run so that they're able to take care of their families and have opportunity and options for their lives. We also run a free summer lunch camp, which is kicking off on June 5th. Super excited. Going into our 17th year, as you know from interviewing Kim, she was called to change from, you know, corporate banking training to serving children in her hometown of Hilliard, Ohio, that were facing food insecurity and not receiving free and reduced lunch in the summertime. And so that grew into all that is Festa's programming now, including that ESL program, summer lunch, Good Tidings Christmas store, and a connecting to resource department that helps families facing immediate need crisis like rent and utilities, mental health services, legal aid, all of those items.
It's incredible how much Festa has grown and how much they're doing. And that's all a credit to everything that you all are passionate about. I think the thing that really, and I don't want to breeze by it because I think when I talked to Kim, one of the things that really stood out to me was the fact that a lot of kids depend on school for lunch. Mm-hmm. Like, I want people to hear that. Like,
yeah, one in four children, and really all of the local suburbs. That includes Dublin, Worthington, Westerville, Angie. Olentangy is one of the fastest growing places where new Americans are settling. One in four, 25%. It was like 24.9% ish are facing food insecurity, and that is terrifying. I know as a person that's not necessarily facing poverty, having four children, groceries are expensive. I had to put a little note on our little chip bucket that said, hey, one little bag of chips a day is plenty. Like not because I don't want you to have more, but because we can't be buying new chips all the time or, you know, whatever. And so if you're feeling it individually and you're hearing this podcast, not as a person facing poverty, now imagine yourself on a fourth of your income that your family is bringing in. I mean, it is a real crisis. And in the summertime, it's both a crisis of the lunches, getting free and reduced lunch. It's also the structure of school and, you know, teachers that care about you and that see, you know, hey, I noticed you don't have, you know, your shoes have holes in the front of them, or you know, they might be wearing the same thing day in and day out. People are noticing that doesn't always happen in their personal life. So there's a lot of things that they miss in the summer that we hope to help parents fuel through the summertime when it gets, you know, more challenging.
And you know it, we turn on the news, there's a lot of heat on schools right now and teachers and all the nonsense. I'm not even getting into the political side of it. But what it does provide is at least stability for, you know, 8-9 months out of the year for a lot of people that we don't realize. We live in our neighborhood. You're a mm-hmm. neighbor of mine. We live in our neighborhood. We don't think about the fact that there's a lot of people that depend on the environment of schools to get them through 9 months. And so I think one of the biggest things that I can say for Festa, and there's a much larger reaching thing, but one of the things I can say is that they do think about those other 3 months where these families and these children are not just alone.
Yeah.
You and know, we, not, I not mean, just left to nothing, right? Like that's, we don't think about that because we live in our worlds. And like you said, it doesn't mean that we don't struggle too. It just means that we don't rely on the school district, but there are families that do. And that's part of being who we are as a society especially in our community. And so I'm thankful for Festa for that.
Yeah. And half of Festa's mission is to bring the community with us to do the work that needs done. We certainly sit here knowing that we cannot address the problems of food insecurity, English language struggles, new American, you know, acclimation to a new culture, new society. We can't do that stuff by ourselves. We need the community. We need your listeners. We need you. We need me. We need my children come with me. Like, everybody has to have a little part in something that makes our community better as a whole, whether that's Festa or something else. So, you know, a call to action to listeners, if they're not currently involved in any type of, you know, charitable work, we're not a big fan of that word charity, but of sure. doing good for someone else, then search out, you know, reach out to you. I'm sure you've been connected to other nonprofits. Reach out to me. I'm happy to connect you with either what we're doing or something else that would, you know, suit your talents and, you know, the gifts that you have to do a greater good to build up our community. That's part of what makes Hilliard extra special, actually. And in terms of the schools, FESTA is not trying to do anything other than support our teachers, just like we are our families. By providing ESL services to families, families are able to talk to teachers. So if there's behavior issues, a parent now can go in and have a conversation with the teacher. If a child is not getting, you know, food at, you know, at school, parents can have a conversation with the teachers about how that looks and where can they go from here. You know, we're just partners trying to boost up, you know, that rising water brings us all up together. So that's where FESTA tries to live.
Erin, you know, I'm not very bright. What's ESL mean?
English as a second language. That is a totally valid question that we, you know, we live in this space, so we sometimes forget, but yeah, it's families. It's not to say they can't speak English. That's sometimes a misconception that ESL or people just don't speak English at all. At FESTA, we provide 7 levels of English language classes. So true beginner all the way up to level 5. So first level, they're illiterate in their own country. They're illiterate in English. Second level, they're literate in their own country, illiterate in English. And then all the way levels 1 through 5, which is a unique piece of FESTA's ESL program. You know, many of them operate in like a intermediate advanced or beginner intermediate, but I can't imagine sending my third grader to high school, you know, so it's kind of that same notion of trying to make sure we're finding people where they are in that process. You might have a level 5 business owner that was a doctor in their home country, and they come here and they're still right. coming to ESL services because they don't feel confident in a boardroom with other doctors. You know, they want to, you know, the people say, well, I learned English in my country. I didn't learn what you speak. That's different. So by the time you get to level 5, they're learning more of like conversational English and idioms and, you know, things that make you feel more confident when you're talking to your peers.
Okay. So I don't know, ever know where this podcast lands for anybody listening, for those locally in Hilliard, we're speaking specifically Hilliard. You're not just Hilliard based, you're Columbus based. And then, so twofold question. One, if someone's hearing this and they're in the Columbus area, how can they help? And two, how, if people are listening to this outside of even Ohio, how can they help?
Yeah, there's a million ways, but I would always direct people to our website to get sort of a grasp of what we do and the families that we serve. That's www.wearefesta.org. So WEARE, F as in Frank, ESTA. I say like fiesta, but without the I. And there's volunteer opportunities. If you're local, you can come in and volunteer at ESL, at summer lunch. If you're really good at something, it can be singing. It can be data entry. We will find a place to help you use your talents that God has gifted you to find a right place here in our programming. If you are outside of the Columbus area, you know, I'm a fundraiser. I would not be doing my job very well if I did not suggest, you know, putting your finances to use for a greater good. And that's also at our website, wearefesta.org/give. You can support through telling people about our programming, talking to people about the need. You know, there a lot of people don't understand that there is this enormous need. We're understanding it more as a society with workforce development issues, our own eye, when you're out and about now, you do see a lot more, you know, ethnicity and diversity around, which is beautiful. But just having conversations and learning more is a great first step.
Okay. And then you have a massive event coming up.
Yes. In
August, right? So let's talk about the very first annual Columbus International Festival.
Woo! It's almost like,
I want to say Festivus, but I can't because it's Festival. So yes, let's talk about the Festival at Franklin County Fairgrounds.
Yes. So on Sunday, August the 27th at the Franklin County Fairgrounds, oddly named, as it's right in the middle of Hilliard, which is nice. We are hosting the first annual Columbus International Festival. There has been other international festivals over the years in Columbus, but they have not existed for quite some time. The ebbs and flows, you know, there's a Greek fest and the Irish fest and the Asian festival. We are trying to pull something together. It's personally really important to me in my personal life and in my work life that things are sort of in alignment with each other. We don't want to host a fancy dinner gala when we're serving families facing poverty. There's like some misalignment there. So we were really sitting down and prayerfully considering what fundraiser would be something where families can be proximate to each other, whether they're different ethnicities, different socioeconomic class, that they could all come together in an event and celebrate the rich culture and diversity that lives right here in Central Ohio. And so on Sunday the 27th, we will have four different ways to celebrate culture: food, music, tradition, so art and singing and dancing, drumming, trying to look for a sumo wrestler, if you know any sumo wrestlers, and fashion. I've already plugged you into the fashion show, Aaron. It'll be perfect. But we are going to have food trucks. So we'll have Schmidt's food truck. We have Holy Tacos are coming. And then we will have a tasting room, which will allow both people from our programs and local businesses that might have an international business. Shout out to any local Hilliard businesses that have, you know, an international restaurant. They can come and create a dish or two to share. And then people buy a ticket for the tasting room and they will be able to come in and sample food from all over the globe. Our ESL program serves families from 47 different countries. And so that's a lot of different tastes to have. And I'm getting a little hungry actually now thinking about it. So that's the food. Our art is going to include with partnership with the Hilliard Arts Council. Shout out to Robin Brenneman. We're going to do a community art project where if you are 2 or you are 100, and if you have a disability, if you have a language barrier, that you will still be able to contribute to a community art piece. And we will have a art gallery. The children from our programming, local artists, will be able to contribute a piece of art that can be sold. And we are looking for a live artist that would like to create a live piece of art during the event that will be auctioned off at the end. Our fashion show will be kicked off with a parade of flags. So families will just literally be able to go down the fashion runway, hold their flags, hooting and hollering, and really celebrating just a day to, you know, not have to hide where you're from and who you are. Like, let's see it and be proud of that. And then that will followed by the cultural fashion show. So families, you know, we've heard a lot of families share that they don't get to wear, you know, the clothes that are traditional to them and what they're comfortable in. You know, they've had to acclimate, or they've chosen to acclimate a little more to, you know, traditional American clothing. We're having them pull it out of the closet, put it back on, and come celebrate. You know, we talk a lot about when we don't know something, we don't understand something, we write our own narrative, you know, in our mind. And so the fashion show, we want them to, in their words, to show us why are they wearing this piece? Why is it important to their culture? You know, how can we celebrate that? So there's not this like, oh, you know, that person's wearing a hijab and I don't, is it okay to, you know, like, can I ask questions? Can I come talk? Right. Like, we're going to just talk about it. Let's let everybody just hang out together and learn about each other in a way that makes it feel like a community that supports each other. Same with the food, the tasting room. We want them to share. Why is that important to their culture? Give us the recipe. We're going to be sharing those on our social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. They'll be able to see the recipes that they can try to make on their own as we move past the festival. And then we're going to have the talent. So singing, we have a mariachi band, a belly dancer, and Irish dancers, all kinds of things. We are super excited about that. And they'll take 15 or 20 minutes on the stage, and we'll just, from 3 to 7 p.m., we're going to highlight different cultures and the talents and the traditions that, you know, are unique to that particular culture.
Is there room for an 80s hip-hop dancer on that?
I will fit you in. Mm-hmm. How are you available at...
I don't know.
I think I can get you in there. Yeah. We could use an MC though, Aaron. So I will hit you up.
I'm way better in shape to do the MC thing
than the 80s. Hey, we all have our talents.
Hey, if you played some Nudition, I might get out there and do some 80s stuff. I'm telling you.
I'm going to challenge you to get out there for the belly dancing.
Well, I got the belly. All right. Okay. So how can people help if they're not in Columbus, Ohio? How can they support?
So you can go to our website right now, and there is a page specifically for the International Festival. So wearefesta.org/International Festival. You cannot see this, but it's FESTA-VAL. If you go on and click around, you will find it on our website. There's a QR code to participate. So let's say people we don't know have an immigrant refugee story. You hear these stories a lot more than you would imagine. So if you have your grandma made Polish food that you love and you don't get to make it that often, bring it. Let's celebrate that. So if you want to be a participant in the event in art, music, talent, food, any of that, you can register there, or you can register and buy a ticket. $5 for children, $10 for adults. Our tasting room ticket is a separate ticket price. But if there's ever any problem, if you have, you know, concerns about the price, reach out to us. That's the joy of being right here in our community. We want you to come. We want you to be involved. So we'll find a way to make that work. And the other great way for people to get involved is through sponsorship. You know, we need businesses that care about diversity, that care about equity, that care about an inclusive community. I keep hearing people say like, oh, the buzzword, this DEI buzzword. It is not a buzzword. This is how we really should operate in our day-to-day life to be, you know, equitable and inclusive. And so if you have a business that is a strong value for your company, we want you to come and we want to put your logo on all of our things. We want to celebrate you. We want Aaron to give you a shout out as he's walking that runway. So we would love sponsorship. And I can share, we have a sponsor flyer I can share with anybody. They can reach out via the website, or they can email me directly. I don't know if you're able to link my email, earnet@wearefesta.org. earnet@wearefesta.org.
Okay, so let me run through all the links again, because we talked about a lot of them.
Yep.
The website for Festa.
www.wearefesta.org. So that's okay. wearefesta.org.
The event website.
Yep. The event is also the same, but just /International Festa-VAL.
Okay. I assume there's a link on the homepage.
Yep, there's a link on the homepage. And you can also, you know, check out our social media. There's some links that will connect you there. We're trying to make it very easy for you to find the event. There's a Facebook event available. I can send that to you.
Okay, and your email?
My email, earnett@wearefesta.org.
Okay.
Hit me up.
What are the socials for Festa?
Most of them are We Are Festa. Shockingly, Festa was already taken, but @WeAreFesta.
We Are Festa. And that's on, what are you guys on, Instagram?
Yeah, we're on, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Why can't I think of YouTube? A lot of our videos over the years are on YouTube, which is really cool.
And Kim has done a TED Talk. In Hilliard,
she has done TED Talk. Yep. She's done a real sports HBO type thing as well, which was really neat as well.
Yeah. So go find out more about Kim. Hopefully we've given you a lot. Aaron, how many miles are you going to run today if you haven't already run them?
Oh, yeah. Just like maybe 20. Don't want to brag.
Just going to knock out 20. All right. I won't drive 20 miles today. But anyway. All right. So Aaron's the best. I told her offline, she's like my spirit animal. We share some kind of weird thing. And anyway, she's the best. Hopefully y'all have heard that. She really is the best. Festa couldn't have found a better, just a hype person and somebody that just is passionate about people. And that's what I always appreciate about you and know about you is you're passionate about people and you've got a lot happening, but you still find room for others. And so thank you for doing that. And that's true for Festa as well. My experience with Festa and Hilliard is that they're just passionate about people no matter where you come from. I think that's really we're capturing it well enough that it doesn't matter where you come from. And we're living in a society where things are changing all the time. And the cultures of our local cities are changing. And Festa is some place that really reaches out to others and provides a way for them to feel home.
Back to that, the whole encompassing mission, the families we serve are a huge piece of that. But our volunteers, our donors, you know, the people that live in our community, we want to pour into that too, because there's a jailbreak and a you know, a opening of your heart and your finances that can allow you to live a life abundantly, more than you could have ever imagined, more than I could have ever imagined. And so, you know, the opportunities for just a life-changing experience aren't only for the families we serve. They're for you and for me and for, you know, everybody that wants to take a step closer.
So I'll close it by saying that, again, if you're feeling it, and we're all feeling it, but if you're feeling it, imagine how it is for a family that was feeling it before we were feeling it. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if that made sense.
I get what you're saying.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I think before we were all uncomfortable, there was a family that was completely uncomfortable. And yeah. Now just imagine where they are today when we're all feeling it. So I know it takes a lot to ask people right now in the economy and the world we're living in to reach a little deeper for somebody else because we're struggling ourselves. Mm-hmm. But just think about where they are compared to where you are.
And donating isn't always financial. That is a piece. We need finances to move forward. But volunteering your time, volunteering your resources, if you have a company that has things, space. We're actually searching for a new location. We just found out that our office is going to get turned into housing. And so we are seeking a new home for our central staff. So if you're, you know, a developer, you have real estate opportunity, you know, reach out. So donating isn't always a financial piece. You know, it's more about opening your heart to what you do have, you know, the widow's two coins, you know, it's really valuable to make some sacrifice for others, but that doesn't always mean dollars, you know.
I love that. Okay, Erin, I'll see you at graduation.
We're supposed to finish smiling. It's good though. High five me. We've gotten our kids this far. We're doing okay.
high five, virtual high five. No, it's all good. Really proud of Ben and you all. You know, you've got a few more to go, but it's exciting and we should celebrate this season for them because, you know,
all of our seniors. Yep.
Yeah. Especially in the crazy world we live in today.
They
they're COVID kids, right? Like they went through COVID. So celebrating our seniors is going to be fun. I can't wait to see you.
Yep.
And thanks again for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, everybody, get behind Festa. Let's get this done.
Let's do it.
Support them. All right. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Erin.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode of the Unscripted Podcast. Please remember to like and share. We'll be back soon with another amazing guest. But until then, remember to live each day unscripted. Whatever I go, whatever I do.